just heard a rumble of thunder.
I might be even louder than the thunder, but we got a thunderstorm in the Brooks area right now. This is exciting because it's the first of the season. Yeah! So we get down, we have some hail, still doing some rain out here as well. Oh yeah, there's another rumble! Yeah!
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we've got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
This week on the Meteorological Report, well, GB the Rapping Weatherman shows up 45 minutes late for the show. That's no big deal. Joe Stover couldn't make the show at all because he had to refuel an airplane up in Churchill, Manitoba. Well, that ain't no big deal either because at least we had Ronnie Griggs show up down in Vancouver. He's going to tell us all about the tent city that is no longer there. Well, of course, we have Frankie McDonald, as always. That's what the show is basically about, me and Frankie McDonald. I'm Joey Only, your host of the show. You can find my YouTube, Joey Only, the Caribou Weather Dude. And, hey, lots of other people. Trey Campbell from ESPN Texas, he's on. First-timer Monica Beaulieu from Quebec. David Roy Parsons returns. And, of course, Brandon Houck, one of our star members of the show. Weatherman Brandon Houck. Oh, it's going to be a good one. I'm at McCarthy Lake here in Clearwater, BC. But first, here's John Sheehan in Newfoundland.
What a beautiful day here in Newfoundland, Labrador. I mean, I think it's about, I don't know, 20 degrees maybe. The trick is finding a spot where the wind can't come at you from either the east, where it's freezing, or the southwest, where it's coming at you 100 kilometers an hour. The trick is to find a nice little spot where there's hardly any wind at all, and, you know, really enjoy the full beauty of the day. Oh, I got to back up a bit. See? That's the spot right there. Look.
And good evening. Welcome to Meteorological Report number 16. Meteorology, what's that? That's comedy and meteorology mixed together. That's how you get Meteorology. It's your show in Canada to talk about how much the weather sucks. And this week, this episode is appearing on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg for the first time. Starting, that's Mondays at noon. We're happy to have that. Also noon in Vancouver, which is 2 hours later in real time. Is on CFRO 100.5 FM co-op radio, and of course our original station Seaford and Prince George 88.7 FM, and that's Saturdays at 10 a.m. and repeats on Mondays at 4 p.m. So here we are on Thursday recording a show that's going to be played all over through the weekend, and it's kind of hard to talk about weather when you're doing that, but we're going to do it anyways. Frankie McDonald, how you doing?
I'm doing great so far. There's a lot of rain all across New Brunswick and Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. The rain going all the way down to Mobile, Alabama, and parts of Mississippi because all the winds come all the way from southern Mexico.
What's your forecast looking like in Nova Scotia this week?
It's supposed to be a lot of rain in Sydney, Nova Scotia this weekend because the low pressure system in Bonaventure, Quebec ahead. Big snowflakes. Monica told me that on Thursday. They had a big snowflakes there.
We might even see some snowflakes here in BC this weekend. How exciting. I'm not in the mountains right now. I'm in Clearwater, BC still, hanging out by a lake. And I got on the show so far today, Trey Campbell and Brandon Houck as well. And so what to talk to you first, Brandon, because you saw your first thunderstorm of the season yesterday, and you're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I saw it on Tuesday, actually. It was a really great little setup there. We had a little bit of instability. We had the clouds they were building all day long. And my, oh my, it just exploded right in my backyard. And, oh, it was great. It was so much fun on Tuesday. And now we have another system coming in tomorrow that will bring us a small chance, probably in the Red Deer area. But chances are not looking that great this time around. But we've had this very strong low-level jet in our area with the southeasterly flow, and that's allowing for some fairly brisk winds out of the southeast all day today. But very warm today, temperatures in the low 20s, absolutely beautiful out here. And then as we go into tomorrow, we've got that system moving in out of British Columbia, So thanks, BC. Yeah, thanks a lot. As we get this system moving, intensify, and we will see those southeasterly winds pick up once again. I think Cypress Hills could get gusts of 80 kilometers an hour tonight, and then which is going into Friday morning. And then Friday through the day, we have that chance of thunder showers again. And then Saturday into Sunday, this is when things really start getting interesting here with the system moving in. We get that colder air knocking in out of the north, and then we have the wraparound effect, the easterlies with the upslope flow. So that's going to allow for the rain to develop, and then that rain makes a transition over to snow if that temperature plummets through the day Saturday. So we're kind of uncertain on that for now, but we have also the potential for a significant snowfall in the mountains that could be 10 to 20 centimeters ish. We'll see how that plays out. And then other areas, we'll see probably just a few wet flurries mixing in with a cold rain all weekend. So it's just going to be brutal, but we do need the moisture still because we have a wildfire alert out for the Lac-La-Biche County. And we have another wildfire right now in the Tomahawk area of Alberta, and already evacuations taking place at this time. So we definitely do need the moisture still here in this province. And it looks like it still remains quite a bit unsettled as we go into next week. So yeah, a lot of weather going on in Alberta.
It's gonna get pretty exciting. I mean, I'm glad to have gone from one side of the Caribou Mountains to the other and come much lower where it's actually spring here. The thunderstorm development in BC today is looking very good. It's still going on right now at 7 o'clock when we're filming this at night. And the line is all along through Francois Lake, Burns Lake, all west of Prince George, and the low is pretty deep in there. So I'm on the wrong side of the mountains today. I might have seen the thunder show if I'd been home, but I won't complain because that means I'm going to miss that snow this weekend, and I'm not going to miss it. I'll tell you that. Hey, Trey Campbell, he's down in Houston, Texas. He's radio producer at ESPN Radio Texas. And how you doing down there, Trey? How close to you? There's been floods in Texas this week.
Yeah, there has. There's been a lot of flooding, but luckily that's up north around Dallas. So my mom's probably towards that area, but I don't think she's really got the effects of the flooding. Right now in Houston, though, it's been two great, beautiful days. 80 degrees, no real cloud cover, all sun. The humidity's always bad down here, but that's something you get used to when you live in Houston. But overall, like, the weather was beautiful yesterday and today. Tomorrow is looking like it's going to be mostly cloudy or mostly sunny again, actually, with a high of 86 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 66 degrees Fahrenheit as well. So really just beautiful spring weather here in Houston, Texas, about as good as you'll get. I actually was able to mow today, something I hadn't been able to do in the past couple of days because it had been raining pretty bad. We had about a good week of, or a good two or three days of rain. There was a cold front that passed through, I believe, from, I can't remember, Frankie could probably tell you where from, but there was a cold front that came through along with the storms and really kind of wet the grass a lot, but it's dried pretty well with these 2 days of sun that we got. So just been really nice here in Houston. Just really loving the mostly sunny type weather, but it's looking like that's going to change around next week. There's a 39% chance of precipitation on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's looking like there's going to be some rain, but I'm enjoying it while I can. And I don't think we'll see the sun again till Friday, but it's no complaints here in Houston. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds a little nicer in Houston, Texas than it is in Houston, British Columbia at the moment where it's thunderstorming. Okay. We also see Peter Galanko's here with us, our friend from Virginia Beach, way down there in the East Coast of the USA. And I'm sure you got, you look like you've seen some sunshine. So
I got my tan on the other day. We had a high of 90 degrees on this Tuesday recently. We've had some showers this past week, nothing too bad. And then I'm wearing my hoodie today. Currently, unfortunately, it's a chilly temperature of 55 degrees. So I'm just trying to bundle up and stay warm and only about 19 degrees Fahrenheit above freezing right now here in Virginia Beach. But we had a high of 90 the other day, and it's about to become summer here. But today we got a little bit of a cold spell in the 50s, so I'm doing my best to stay warm.
So Frankie McDonald, we do have Monica Beaulieu showed up, but I see she's not ready yet. And I do think we're going to see possibly Joe Stover on tonight as well.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He says he's coming on. He's also a radio host at CKUW in Winnipeg, so he's excited that this show is now on the station he's on. And, looking forward to hearing from Ronnie Gregg later on today. And look at this. David Roy Parsons is just showing up as well from Vancouver. So we'll get the scoop on Vancouver from David Roy Parsons right now if he's there. Are you there, David?
Roy, how are you doing?
Hey, how's the weather down there?
Raining. They've been saying it would rain for days, and it finally came about an hour or two ago. Yeah. Right. And I don't know. I started a garden this week. You know.
Yeah. What'd you plant?
Tomatoes. I've got four THC tea plants. They're like big ones too. Like.
Oh, I go oats when you can grow gold.
Yeah. what else do I got? I got lots of things: beets, carrots, raspberries. I planted.
Hey, Joey, Monica's here, hon. She didn't turn on the camera yet.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for her to come
home. She's gone to bed right now. She's gone to bed right now.
As soon as her camera's on, we'll find out how things are in Quebec. Meanwhile, Frankie, just tell us some of the weather stories around the world this week. As you've
that
been
means it's going to bring lots of rain in England this Saturday, including Oxford, England, London, England, Liverpool, England, Birmingham, England, and Grimsby, England, Aberdeen, Scotland, Dublin, Ireland, Belfast, Northern Ireland, Aberdeen, Edinburgh, and Glasgow, Scotland. They're getting lots of rain, too, because the low-pressure system is headed towards Ireland.
How about mainland Europe?
Over in mainland Europe, there's going to be a lot of showers and things like that. Moscow, Russia is getting a lot of rain tomorrow.
I just walked in quickly to tell Frankie, like, just to support him, check out and see what it was like on here. But I'm heading to bed because I'm working night shifts right now, so I'm tomorrow's Friday. Yay!
Well, before you roll, tell us, tell all our listeners, we're now in three stations in three cities across Canada, so tell people where you are and what's been going on there for the weather.
Bonaventure, Quebec. It's on the Gaspé coast, on the Baie des Chaleurs side. 12-hour drive from Montreal. Right beside Newfoundland. Weather, oh my gosh, I woke up to big, giant snowflakes today. Like for like 2 hours it snowed, and then it's been snow and rain all day, and I was planning on going camping on Saturday on the beach. So not this weekend. So that's about it. But I've been working from home lots of hours, so I haven't really gotten much outdoor exposure other than taking the garbage can to the curb. It's been a busy week for me.
Seems to be
hi everybody. I'm camera shy. When I'm on the Gary and Dino show, I usually have a bottle of wine in me before I get on. So I'm a bit more hyper.
Well, and then I'm like, less of a...
nobody's ever actually talked to me sober on there.
And Monica, I like to introduce another guy named Gabriel Bernardo. He's another storm chaser from the Weather Network.
Oh, really? Where is he? Oh, he's
Gabriel
not here.
Sent a messenger that he'll be on in a minute. He's running a little bit late. Is he on yet? You here, Gabriel?
He's not here yet, but he's watching the Toronto Raptors game.
And I recognize Joey and Trey. I believe we were on a couple of MSN chats.
Yeah.
Messenger.
Yeah. Yeah, we were on the MSN AIM chat.
Yeah,
we were on the AIM chat.
Awesome. I'm usually cooking or something. And nervous.
We also Frankie, have if Mark is tired, what would you tell her?
That means gets good night's sleeps and things like that.
Yes.
Not wakey wakey.
Wakey wakey's in the morning.
Yeah.
Wakey wakey. Tickle tickle. Chase baby.
There's some subtle mammatus
clouds.
Oh,
it's nice
again.
To see you guys. I had to come on here and see what it was about. So yeah. Are you doing this every day or?
Every Thursday we record, and then it airs on Saturday. It's CFUR 88.7 FM in Prince George. And then on Mondays at CKUW Winnipeg and CFRO in Vancouver.
So don't worry. Do you...
Okay, well, this is a warm-up for me, so...
Oh my God. And as for California, it's in for a lot of fires in California. Sent a warm message for California. That's going to trigger a lot of fires in California. And it's going to trigger fires in Oregon. It's going to bring showers in Vancouver and things like that.
Yeah, we got to be very careful. We're not allowed to burn any debris down here right now because it's high risk.
I heard about
burning
that.
Debris is what we have been doing here. In fact, I just cut at John's place a whole hedgerow of stuff down and have been burning it the last few days to fire smart the property. And there's some ducks in the lake right now. I haven't seen the loons yet tonight. The beavers have been swimming around. I'm in Clearwater, BC.
Clearwater, right on.
Yes. I live in Wells, which is on the other side of the mountains. And I came here to work with, do a slashing job. But it turned out that everybody I worked with were complete jerks and stupid. And I just didn't want to work with them. I just dropped my saw and said, okay, I've heard enough, and walked away. And then I got to John's place and he said, well, I got some logging we can do. I said, all right, on. Work's work. So I'm not in a hurry to go back to Wells. There's still snow on the ground there, for crying out loud.
I used to live in Abbotsford and Victoria, so.
You enjoyed the warm spots, at least, if not the lack of sun. There's actually some Amatus clouds in the distance right now. I wouldn't be able to show it to you, but I took some pictures and put it on Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers, the group on Facebook I run today.
It's so beautiful, though. It looks like a big property.
It's all these sort of bubbly clouds from this thunderstorm front that's just out of sight somewhere.
Nice.
Last week in Texas, they had a lot of hail in Dallas, Texas. Hail shattered windows and things like that. Broke car windows in Texas.
Yeah, Texas was... Dallas got the worst end of it. We got a lot of rain from them too, but Dallas got pretty much the worst of it.
Like hailstones that can break windows and things like that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like falling rocks.
Yeah. Hail's not fun, huh, Frankie?
No.
You need updraft of like 150, 200 kilometers an hour going straight up to create hail that size. So when you see hail like that, you know there's... You know, the sky is doing amazing things above you.
Yeah, it's really quite fascinating. I don't know too much about the technical stuff when it comes to hail and all that, but I just know it hurts when it comes down. So.
2 days before that hailstorm, Frankie was warning everybody about the dangers of hail.
They should have been prepared.
Frankie, would you accept the role as the national hail safety spokesperson?
Hail, that means stay away from windows.
Yeah,
I gotta build myself a garage.
Stay in interior house.
I think the face of hail safety should be Frankie McDonald. I'm gonna get on the line with Joe Biden and make Frankie the. I'm gonna try and appoint him, get him appointed the hail safety. Hail safety czar, Frankie.
And up around Los Angeles, they get a lot of brush fires, a lot of wildfires in California. They get Sanaa winds in California that can trigger. It's been a lot of fires going on in Siberia, Russia lately. So many fires going on right now in Siberia. They had a zombie fires going on in Siberia, in Yakutsk, those places, because fires underneath the snow, they call them zombie fires.
Right. What?
Well, like, speaking of which, Frankie, did you hear how in California they found a giant sequoia, I believe today or yesterday, that was still burning from last year? And so you can tell if they find one, there's going to be more hot spots like that. And so I'm here to tell you that you're going to have fires that self-create at some point in California sooner than later. If there's one hot spot like that, there's another one somewhere.
Over in places like in Japan, they get a lot of rain and cold air, warm air coming to each other. And Sapporo, Japan, is going to get warmer now too, including Vladivostok, Russia. It's been a cooler than average temperature lately. And then in South Africa, still pretty warm yet. And winter starts on June 21st in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Argentina in July.
Frankie, wasn't there a dry spell recently in Australia? Did they have some rain? Wasn't that good?
They had a lot of rain in Western Australia, like Perth, Australia, Sydney, Australia, and Southeastern Australia. Their hail seasons in October, November, and September, and December. That's their hail season in Sydney, Australia.
Well, it's good they got some precipitation, I think.
Yeah, because weren't there a lot of fires in Australia recently? That was pretty bad.
Yes, there was. That means that their winter starts next month.
So going back
in the monsoon season next month, they will bring so much rain in India and Bangkok, Thailand. It's going to get a lot of rain in July because of the monsoon season, rainy season in Bangkok, Thailand.
Going back to California, anyone know about the drought in California? One of the headlines I just seen, but I didn't read the article, was that they're trucking salmon because the water levels are so low, the salmon can't get out to the ocean, the young. Anyone know anything about the California drought?
We have to do it here every year, bring the baby salmon up the river.
I've heard a similar thing about that from California, not so much about the salmon, but I heard that when you wash your car in California, they won't allow you to use like actual water. You have to use steam. So like you can't wash your own car with like a hose. You have to use steam to take it to a car wash and have to steam clean it, which is a lot of people don't really like it. But that's what I heard somewhere.
Somebody I'm on well water, so I'm used to that kind of practice, but there's no steam.
here in Texas, we have muds and I think we're on whale water too, but it's like they have different muds and stuff that like charges you for it, charges you like a bunch of money so you can have water. So
I haven't run over
in places like in Dayton, Ohio, and those central states, they get large hail in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska, and all these places, Kansas, Oklahoma, and up around the Minnesota, they get large hail. Same with Colorado. Wyoming, those places.
Does it get windy at night in the Dakotas, Frankie? Does it like get really windy at night?
It gets really windy because it's on the central plains. They get severe weather. They can bring large hail too.
Yeah. So I don't know too much about South Dakota. I know that a bunch of bikers get together and like
they get snowstorms in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Rapid City, South Dakota in October.
Oh, really?
I remember that on Friday, October 4th, 2013, Rapid City, South Dakota had a huge snowstorm. I did a forecast on Tuesday, October 1st, 2013. On Friday, October 4th, I got my forecast right for major storm to hit South Dakota on Friday, October 4th, 2013.
I remember seeing that, actually. I remember
the Sturgis bike rally. That's where everyone goes and gets together just to keep the virus alive.
That funny that you mentioned
share
that.
The virus, spread the love.
I still can't get over how many dates he could remember. It just blows me away.
Me too.
and another weather report that I did is massive storm that hit Nova Scotia on Friday, November 1st, 2013. I did a video a few days before November 1st, 2013. I did a forecast. Got so many views for that.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Sturgis and the virus, my dad went to Sturgis last year and well, we all know how that turned out. But
is that how your dad got it?
No, he didn't actually get it from Sturgis. I don't know where he got it from, but yeah, you really got to be careful, especially at the height of the pandemic. Now everybody's kind of like over it here in America, but you know, you still got to be careful. We don't know how
effective. In Texas.
Yeah. In Texas, everybody's
different. And I told George, I'll wait for Russia to be careful on Twitter. I just told George to be careful because there's a lot of cases in Russia.
Yeah, well, he can take the Sputnik V vaccine, though, right, Frankie?
George can take the vaccine in Russia. That means that I told Bolot of Yakutsk to be very careful, too, because there's lots of cases in Yakutsk, Magadan, far northern Russia, and those places.
How's Bolot doing?
He's doing good so far.
That's good to hear.
He's being careful himself.
That's good to hear. Are you being careful, Frankie?
Everyone's being careful, including me, the whole world, people in the International Space Station, research people in Antarctica, in research stations.
We haven't had any confirmed cases in the space station yet. Have we, Frankie? All right, good.
You want to know how to say vaccine in Russian?
Vaccina.
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 It's basically the same word as it is in English, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah, they just stole it from us, but they put a T in there just because they got to be different.
So yeah. You're German?
I'm not.
Do you speak German?
No, or I'm Russian? A Dutchman. I'm a Dutchman. Dutch. Don't ever call me German again, please. My kids are half German. It's not their fault.
I think everybody has some German in them, but like, you know.
I don't know about that. I got yeah. Polish heritage here.
H O U C K.
Brandon, you
haven't heard
from Brandon in a while.
Oh, I'm still here. Yeah.
Hook.
Hook.
Monica, this is David Parsons.
Hey.
Hi, David. Monica. Hello. Or would you prefer Mr. Parsons?
No, I'm good with Dave.
David. Yeah. How's David? How's the weather in Vancouver?
Yeah. David's in Vancouver?
Yes. Yeah. Ooh. And are you in the Maritimes or?
I'm in the Maritimes and Monica's in Quebec.
Oh, in Quebec, yes.
Okay. On the Gaspé coast, though.
That's the Maritimes.
On the ocean side, across from New Brunswick and Newfoundland's kind of beside us. They call us Newfoundlanders that ran out of gas on the way home.
Okay. sounds like nice country out there.
My mother's from Nova Scotia and Sydney. So that's how Frankie and I know each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I moved back here. This is where I grew up. And then I've been away for 29 years this year. And then I decided to move home. She passed away. So
my condolences.
Well, oh, thank you.
Yeah, you lost your dad too this year, right, Trey?
Yeah. He passed away on January 27th of 2021. And but you know he made sure I was okay down here, and I'm just glad that I had the good times with him, you know. So
aww.
But he got COVID in December, but I think he was in the early stages of kidney failure, so I'm not real sure what the exact cause of death was. They put COVID on the death certificate, but I'm not real sure, you know. There's still a lot to find out, but he was great. He was a great man. He did everything on his terms, and I respected him. He worked hard. He worked a lot. He worked like 70 to 80 hours a week, but he was a good man, and he taught me well, and you know, I miss him, but he's in a better place or something. I don't know. Hopefully.
Aww.
But
I got a four-wheeler driving.
Really not long ago.
Noisy for a second.
Well, he's protecting you now.
Gabriel's getting on shortly.
Is that a snowmobile, Joey?
No, it's a four-wheeler that John's driving around in the yard here. And we do have, in any minute now, I expect Ronnie Griggs going to come back on from Vancouver
Hook.
There.
Hook. Hook, where do you live?
Brooks, Alberta.
Oh, you're in Alberta. I mean, so we're all Canadians here, except for Peter. Or no, Trey.
Me and Trey are Americans here.
We're red-blooded Americans.
Brandon's a weatherman on a bunch of radio stations. Which radio stations, Brandon?
Most of them in southern Alberta. one in Winnipeg. I've been on PEI. That's the furthest east I've been, and then furthest west is Kelowna.
Wow. Peter, I know you're down in Virginia Beach, close to Virginia Beach, right? If I'm not mistaken.
In Virginia Beach. All the beach of Virginia Beach. Yes.
I'm going to go inside.
Where's Trey at?
First dose of the vaccine soon.
Where do you live, Trey?
Houston. I live in Houston.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
My memory's
Houston,
coming
back. Texas.
Hey, Hulk, are you getting the first dose of the vaccine soon? David, are you getting the first dose of vaccine?
I had my dose, yeah, my first.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. Yeah, I think I think I had an itchy reaction, actually. I got itchy.
You'll be getting your second dose soon in a few months.
Peter, you had yours a few weeks ago. How are you feeling?
I feel good now. The first dose, I was a little sleepy the second day. The second dose, I felt pretty crappy for a few days. Tylenol and ibuprofen helped a lot, and now I'm fine. And the itchy reaction, that sounds more like an allergic reaction. So make sure at the place I went to, they had me first time say 15 minutes for monitoring, the second time 20 minutes for monitoring, because I have a health condition, just to make sure I didn't have any reactions. But I recommend, because the second dose is a little bit more intense, that just in case you need any
probably a different process in Canada though compared to the state.
They usually have people on site in case you need epinephrine if you have an allergic reaction. So itchiness is an indicator of an allergic reaction, so just be on the safe side. I would for the second dose, stick around and make sure that everything's all good, and then they usually take precautions at the vaccine sites to make sure everybody's has no problems. But I got the Moderna, and I'm feeling great now. But for anybody getting the Moderna, the few days after, plan on resting a little bit and take some Tylenol and ibuprofen, but not before. You're not supposed to take any blood thinners like anti-inflammatories before you get it. But right.
What about alcoholics? I have an alcoholic uncle that's going to get his done.
I heard that in the States there's places where they're attracting people to vaccines by offering a beer and a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts here in America and prove and have show your vaccine card, they'll give you a free donut each time. So
for the alcoholic, he probably should wait if he can until after the vaccine to have his drinks.
This is what your founding fathers had in mind. They're like, someday we're gonna build a country where you can go to a hockey game for $15 and get free parking, hot dog, a beer, and a vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Houston, where the Texans play, the football team here, there's a massive tent, and everybody goes there to get their vaccine, like where the Houston Texans play. It's so crazy. Like all around the country, everybody's arenas are like vaccination sites. So I saw
people at the Pure Farmer Safe on Victoria Road to get lying. People were lined up to get the COVID vaccine. I saw that.
Yeah.
When are you getting yours done, Frankie?
Another few weeks away. That means next week in Nova Scotia is 49 to 49. And the week after that is 40 to 44. Around the last full week in May, there'll be 36, 35 to 39. I'm 37 years old.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, I'll be eligible to book for the appointment for the vaccine.
Speaking of Frankie, just had a birthday recently, just turned 37. Yeah.
I just turned 42.
Yeah, Joey. Yeah, right. Joey's birthday was on the 21st, right?
17th.
I don't know why I said 21st.
And that means May 10th will be 45 to 49. May 17th will be 40 to 44 for Nova Scotia. May 24th. That's then around that week, I'll be eligible book for the COVID vaccination. And, 25 to 29, then around June 14th, we'll be down to and around the teenagers.
Yeah. Frankie, I'm thinking by July is when y'all will be able to, like, y'all can have like two or three people come to your house, right?
Yeah, did you hear about that? And then I'll be getting my second dose in early September.
Yeah.
Here's the lightning indicators right now in central British Columbia. And it's quite a line all the way up to Stewart Lake and then down to Burns Lake, all the way to the Blackwater Nazco, and then looks like around Alexandria on Highway 97. So lots of thunderstorm activity. Lighting. in British Columbia, and we're not seeing any of it here. I'm totally bummed. I'm in the wrong side. I should have been home, but now I won't have to see that snow.
You're a big lightning guy, huh? Like on the river and everything.
I love
like
you're
a big light. Yeah, lightning's really something. It looks really lightning. Cool. Yeah, I like when they take the HD pictures of lightning.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Alberta seems to get really awesome lightning flashes. I remember driving him from BC to Alberta. At a distance, it was amazing. It was just,
Weatherman Brandon, how tell us about Alberta thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why I'm still here, is because of the thunderstorms. I've probably seen, I think I've seen over a million thunderstorms already in my lifetime here. Yeah. I think one year I saw over 100 thunderstorms in one year. So it was pretty great shows out here. And then last year I saw my first ever tornado. So that was great.
I remember that Hurricane Matthew around Thanksgiving Day 2016, the day after Thanksgiving, I lost power for 36 hours.
What did you do for 36 hours?
I had to go down the boardwalk and charge my phone. 2 days after Hurricane Matthew, my phone was, the battery was dying. I have to walk all the way down the boardwalk since my house had no power. I walked all the way to City
Boardwalk. And if you had Bell Alliance fiber optic, their new equipment, your Wi-Fi would work during the power outage, Frankie.
But it's a limited time.
Frankie, it sounds like you need a battery pack for your phone. Maybe we could arrange that for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get
Hurricane
Frankie
Matthew
a battery
was
pack.
One of the worst hurricanes ever.
He doesn't use a data plan, though. He only uses Wi-Fi.
Yeah, oh, really? Tough. Yeah.
So when the power goes out, he has no data. We still have crazy, crazy,
I had to walk all the way down to the city just for Wi-Fi the day after Hurricane Matthew sent my powers out.
But if they switched to Bell Alliance,
I remember September 4, 2010, for Hurricane Earl, I had my old iPod Touch. I had to walk all the way from the pier to Overtown just to get Wi-Fi on my old iPod Touch back then. I only had a flip phone during Hurricane Earl, September 4, 2010. That's before I got my first touchscreen phone for Christmas.
That's cool, Frankie. I remember those iPod
Worst
touches.
Storm ever.
I was going to say, here on the oceanfront, we're sort of high risk for hurricanes here. And fortunately, here at my family's home, we have a generator built into the house. So as soon as the power goes out, within 10 seconds, the gasoline generator kicks on and the power turns right back on. We're very fortunate.
Do you think the name hurricane is kind of sexist? Like, why don't they call it a himicane?
Oh my gosh. No.
What if the hurricanes are not binary? Do you call them the Deacanes?
The Carolina Deacanes. In new hockey team.
But yeah, hurricanes suck though. Like there's always a bad one here in Houston, like every like other year it seems. Like
a couple years ago you got flooded.
The
huge,
worst
right?
one was yeah, the worst one was Harvey. There was like over 5 trillion gallons of rain dumped in the city. And there's a flood every year almost, but like Harvey was the worst one by far. Like you could go out on the freeways and it looked like the ocean. People were like taking boats.
Are you familiar with Big Cat Trucker?
I don't think so.
He's a famous trucker. He's from Houston, Texas, but that's how I follow your guys' weather.
Gangrene, I was supposed to be going on shortly.
Gabriel.
The rapping weatherman. I think he's at his dad's house tonight, but he's watching the Raptors game. He's a big the basketball fan.
Yeah.
Purple dinosaurs.
There's a lot more to root for the Raptors as of late.
I'm loving being a hockey fan, man. Maple Leafs 34 wins, beat Montreal 5-2 tonight. Montreal 24 wins. That's just sounds so good to be that much.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody hates the Canadians, from what I've gathered. Like everyone hates them. Everybody I've talked to.
But I don't know.
I'm surprised. I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan, except for when I went to Vegas. I was in Vegas when the Golden Knights played the Stanley Cup that first year. So now I've got all of the logos and stuff for Vegas.
Yeah.
Man, if you could only see these skies right now, they're just so far out.
That's nice. I like the pine trees.
Are you guys familiar with boxers, famous boxers, like legends?
I actually have a drawing made by George Foreman myself. My friend Glenn Clark, who's an artist, a pretty famous one, he sometimes when he meets famous people and they say, well, do you want an autograph? He says, well, actually, what I'd like you to do is draw me a little picture. So George Foreman drew him this picture, which he gave to me, and it's like stick figure with boxing gloves on and then some like actual boxes. So it's George Foreman, and I got it framed on my wall. Like, I got the only George Foreman art piece in the world.
Awesome.
I just scanned a bunch of boxing photos that my grandfather had that he hired a professional photographer at the matches that he went to. But half of them don't have names on them, and I'm trying to get people to identify for them. But you guys are on my Facebook, Peter, at least, and Joey.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. If you guys see the album, feel free to go through.
Speaking of boxers, I do have some indirect connections to Manny Pacquiao, the cryptocurrency community. It has a partnership with the Manny Pacquiao Charitable Foundation. They also do auction for signed by Manny Pacquiao boxing gloves. So I'm like a degree or two separation from Manny Pacquiao. I haven't talked to him personally, though.
That's pretty cool.
I got these boxers on.
Yeah. You got those sideburns growing out.
Yes. I'm in a hairdresser too. I was thinking that earlier. I'm like, I would trim that up.
They're coming back because I've not been with Wells Volunteer Fire Brigade for a little while. And so I don't have to have my face all nice and clean for my self-contained breathing apparatus. So that's nice. I can grow my chops back out. And you know me, when my chops are out and they get real long, I start looking like a wily old bobcat.
Yeah, it's getting there.
It's getting there, he says.
Yeah.
Look at you!
Well, I can make faces with the best of them.
Frankie, have you ever thought about growing out your sideburns?
Olivier from Kukultuknuvik got called and worked till 2 o'clock in the morning his time.
Oh, really?
He got called to work.
Did he go? Is he from Russia originally, or did he have to work there? Did he go there for work?
Olivier's from Hamilton, Ontario. He moved to Nunavut.
Oh yeah, Nunavik. Yeah, you've mentioned Nunavik a few times, Frankie.
Hey, everybody, say hi to Ronnie Grigg, my friend down in Vancouver, who's a frontline worker for. Well, tell us what you do, Ronnie. Let me let you explain.
What do I do? That's a pretty good question because I had a bit of a lazy day. I am a frontline worker in Vancouver from the downtown east side. I support a lot of, you know, frontline work as it relates to drug user services, overdose prevention sites, and homelessness services. I work for I do part-time work with a couple of organizations, but I also have my own nonprofit called the Zero Block Society, and that's kind of my main focus. Good to see you, Joey. Good to see, hey, who Ron, else is on the
call? Hi, Ronnie. Nice to meet you, Ronnie.
Hi, everyone. Yeah.
Got a whole gang here. We got Monica Beaulieu in Quebec. We got Brandon Houck, weatherman, in Brooks, Alberta. We got David Roy Parsons, not too far from you, in Vancouver. We got Peter Galenko down in Virginia Beach. Who else we got here? I got to see your faces.
Hi,
Trey Campbell's in Houston, Texas. I think that's everybody now. And I'm Joey Only, your host. I never once introduced myself. For radio listeners, probably like to hear who they're actually listening to. You're listening to CFUR in Prince George, CKUW in Winnipeg, and CFRO in Vancouver. Ronnie Grigg. So Ronnie, what the tent city's been taken down.
Yeah. So just to catch people up, I've been tuning into the Meteorological, which is a difficult word, report each week from a tent city in Vancouver's downtown east side. I was helping the camp to support an overdose prevention site. And on Friday of last week, the decampment of that camp started. So I've been given live reports like from the camp, and I missed last week because it was, you know, it was just busy and kind of intense, you know, with all of the transitions and so on. But now I'm there outside the fences. I haven't been back since late Friday night of last week, which would have been the 30th of April. And so I'm sort of, you know, walking around the perimeter of the park as we speak. The sun is shining on me. And honestly, as far as the weather goes, I walked here for 10 minutes and I left the house with an umbrella. And then I'm like, I think I'm going to be okay. And now I have the sun shining on me. So that's the kind of weather day it's been. Is just these like rain and then sun and then more rain and then sun and all of this uncertainty, which is kind of like a Vancouver spring, I guess. But yeah, there are some people still decamping in the park. And yeah, it's a pretty major transition.
So are you still able to do the work that you were doing in some capacity?
No, I mean, I do it in other locations, but as far as this specific location is, it was interesting. I went on Friday, on April 30th, and I wasn't sure when I got there if we would be open for 3 days or 3 hours. And so there were people using the facilities and working, and it was sort of this strange moment by moment thing where then we discovered that the parks management, the fire department, police were insisting that everyone leave the park by 8 p.m. on the 30th. So that was my last time. I just had to tell everyone that we wouldn't be open anymore and to be safe, not to use alone, and to hopefully get access to the necessary resources for housing and supports and so on. So as I'm walking on the far west side of the park currently, and it looks like the actual facility, which was a military surplus tent, has been taken down. And the majority of people were moved into housing, different hotels and whatnot. So, so this project, I'm not really, like, to be honest, I'm not used to closing projects. I'm used to opening them and trying to advance them. But in going into this one, it was known that it was going to be for a temporary period because of the uncertainty around decampment. And so, you know, I knew that, like, that wasn't an abrupt shock, but it was just exactly when and how that happened. So yeah, that's kind of the update on can I just say something, like, I'm pretty excited about Winnipeg being added, and congratulations Joey and Frankie for expanding your radio reach. And I was just speaking with some people, some former frontline workers from Vancouver today, who were asking for some support and advice about activating services in Winnipeg, where there's tons of community support, but not the political support. So it was pretty heartening to talk to frontline workers in Winnipeg just today. So, you know, I just hope for safety and wellness for people in Winnipeg, and welcome to the show.
Right on. It's just starting to rain here now, finally.
Hey, but, hey, Monica, this is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Yes. Berardo's here.
Yes. Yes, man. Hi.
Stick around, did you guys, buddy,
you know, hear me properally this time? Or is it
Hi, Gabriel.
Oh, better? You're really good. And you look good, too. Look perfect. At that.
You're in Nunavut. Thank you.
Huh? I'm not in Nunavut. Southern Ontario, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it's
you're
pretty...
Hamilton, right?
No, I know, right? I'm in, like, Newmarket, Bradford region as of right now. Been kind of below seasonal, right? I mean, been, like, quite warm lately, right? Quite quite, you know, sunny, but hasn't been into the 20s, hasn't been into the 30s yet. Hopefully there's a warm up into the next 14-day forecast, things aren't looking in the 20s yet, guys. Maybe like the high teens, maybe it's not looking that warm. At least it's looking quite sunny. At least it's looking quite dry. And that's what I could say for Southern Ontario, because there's nothing all happening right now but lockdown.
What happened with that Raptors right. game you were watching?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They won, didn't Raptor- they?
No.
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 Jeez, I'm going to need just to go hit me.
And the Raptors lost. It was about a three-hour-long game, more than 3 hours.
But
actually.
Fred Van Fleet had 43.
Siakam, actually like matching his career high. Sorry,
yeah, they came
that,
back. Yeah. The Raptors are kind of trying to get rid of everybody. Lowry's probably leaving next year. Siakam he's got his supermax, but
I'm getting attacked by Humbert here. Like literally. Well, because it.
Oh, are you rocking in a rocking chair? Or are you just?
Well,
because
I'm sitting right below the hummingbird. Restless. I'm sitting right below this hummingbird feeder right now, and this guy's just buzzing around my head. I don't know if you can see him coming flying by at any point. Here he is. He was. I don't know if you saw that. He's right there. Hey, buddy. You see that? The hummingbird right here. He's chirping. He's gonna have a drink. No.
Catch that? Could you see that in the screen?
No, I gotta.
No one see that hummingbird.
In your...
That was a hummingbird, I swear. Earlier today, two of them were fighting and like buzzing around my head, using my head as a spacer between the two of them.
Wow. Like,
hummingbird battles. And I fell a bunch of trees today in the property, cutting them down, you know, chainsawing around. And then all these gray jays came and were sitting there like, what'd you do with our tree, man? Sorry, it's fire hazard.
Crazy. So guys, I would like to talk about the windstorm last week. It was pretty fun windstorm.
God, the wind out here just nuts right now. They're just going nuts right now. They don't want to stop. It's cool outside. It's about 6 degrees right now. Well, let's check. Fuck, 5 degrees. Wind chill. 0.3 wind chill. Right now. Oh my god. I mean, by the way, these winds are just going nuts. Holy. Well, that was a big one right there. There was some big ones right there, some big gaps right there. Oh man, there's more. Ah! Holy crap, Mark.
You sent me a video.
Good one. Yeah, man. It was a pretty good one, okay? Gus were at least 70 or 80 kilometers an hour. I was I think on a higher elevated surface, right? So it was like higher kind of like elevated, like I want like the best of the wind, right? So I went to the highest point. I'm not going to stay low when I could go high, right? And I can, that's like for everything that you do in life. But anyway, this is the wind I'm chasing, okay? This isn't the money, it's not fame. It was the wind I was thinking about on my mind. So I was just like walking up the hill, right? I was just like walking up there, right? And then I could see the street lights moving around, man. I thought that they were gonna like fall off and hit someone's car, and well, that wouldn't be good, right? But like none of them actually did. Outside, right? It was about 6. So yeah, so like it was quite chilly outside. It was about 6, right? I was like freezing my ass off at that point. But guys, as you know, I could not miss the windstorm. I got to stay and watch at the scene like Mark Robinson. Oh, wait, what is that, man? I think that kind of scared me right there, you know? What?
Some weird thing. We are running out of time for the show. We're running.
Was that an emergency alert, was it, for the province? Like zombie alert?
Zombie alert.
Gabriel, you'll be getting the first dose of vaccine soon.
Yeah, man. I am, man. May the 26th, actually.
So,
I'm ready to turn into a zombie. Yeah, I'm just joking.
As we're coming to the end of our hour, anything you guys want to say before we go? Well, seeing as
my social media.
So much for me going to bed.
My social media. My Twitter is at Frankie McDee. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. And my Twitch is Frankie McDonald 1984. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. My Instagram is Frankie McDee 1984. My TikTok is Frankie McDonald 1984. My Clapper is Frankie McDonald 1984.
What's Clapper, Frankie?
And I'm day two not smoking Clapper. Cold turkey.
Nice.
Yay.
Nice.
Frankie making claps.
My Snapchat is Frankie MACD1.
I'm gonna add you on Snapchat.
I'm Joey Only. This is the Meteorological Report, and hey, this if you can't wait to hear on your radio waves, you can always tune into my YouTube channel. We'll go up there tomorrow. That's Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude. Of course, it'll be today when you see that on YouTube, not tomorrow. Listen to the Meteorological Report on CFUR Prince George, on CFRO Vancouver, and of course on CKUW now in Winnipeg. Totally excited, totally awesome. Thanks everyone for coming on. Hope to see you all next week again. Of course, always come back. Have a good old weather group chat. I guess that's the show.
Thanks,
for now.
Guys, it was nice to meet you all.
Yeah,
stay dry and warm.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah. Stay dry and warm, everyone.
Frankie, don't forget to send me the link every time, just in case.
Yeah, no, Frankie, send me in the chat, Frankie. I saw it. It was like
GB, you got so dressed up to only be on for a few minutes.
Well, man, I was just over fashionably late, okay? Because
so very fashionably late.
I was a bit over fashionably late. I was a bit over.
Stunned on all of us.
No, but guys, at least I'm here. Come on, at least I'm here. Yeah, like,
we appreciate,
you know, when like you're
GB.
Walking into like your classroom, right? Kind of like say to your teacher, "Hey, I'm here for learning."
We're lucky you don't even have a few minutes of GB.
The show wouldn't have been complete without GB, the Rapid Weatherman, down in Newmarket, Ontario. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week.
Joey, there's a video of the hail breaking through the roof at a Walmart that I saw on Twitter. Maybe you can pile that clip and edit it into the YouTube. It's crazy.
Okay, Walmart hailstorm. Got it. See you next week, everybody. Yeah.
See you.
Bye for now.
I'm here at McCarthy Lake, where there's some very strong clematis formations and signs of convection. And they have been calling for thunderstorm. There's no watches or warnings. It's an atypical day because it's not necessarily hot or anything. But nonetheless, the change, and there's a real strong low off the coast. It was measuring 989 millibars at its central low, which is definitely a deep system.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather or not. There it is.